Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we got Tom Izzo, Michigan State basketball coach. He's also Coach Draymond Green, obviously 4 years in college. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, guys. It's a good time out there right now.
Yeah, it is. All right, here's where I want to start with you, because we've watched Draymond for coming up on a decade now. Highly emotional. He sometimes goes over the edge. Have you ever seen Draymond Green give in, if you know what I mean? Just acknowledge that maybe he didn't do something the right way? Because it seems like the thing that got him to this level, that competitiveness, he just can't give up so easily because it's been so successful for him.
You know, I guess, I talked to Draymond a lot. I was out there for a game a week ago, and, I'd say he does. I mean, everybody matures at a different state, but his competitiveness, as mine does, you know, when you wear your emotions on your sleeve, sometimes it gets you in a little bit of trouble. But as I'm learning, the one thing that I love about the kid, and I loved about it when he was here, and it hasn't changed for me, is, you know, usually when it's winning time, he's answering the bell. And I think he's playing his best basketball of the year. And on watching him, I think he's back to doing the things that made him so successful. The screening has been unbelievable, the rebounding, the defense. We're making cut-ups here of his defense just to show guys how to cover three guys when you're one man. And that's what he's doing. And his assist, you know, his IQ and his assists are phenomenal. So what goes with that once in a while, I shouldn't say it like this, but around here we had a guy named Bob Probert many years ago in hockey, who was the defenseman that kind of ran things, you know, and if anybody got out of hand, he's the one that did it. And Draymond is his own way. He's the guy that kind of protects everybody. With that goes some problems once in a while. But his passion and his love for the game, guys, and his love for winning, I think you're seeing the true Draymond Green, which you've seen many a times. And, you know, early on, maybe he didn't really understand how needed he was. You know, you look at game, I think it was 5 back there when he got suspended. Although, I think if LeBron or anyone else stepped over me, I'd probably react a similar way myself. But, he's got to get beyond that now. He's got to figure that out. And I think he is and will. And hopefully it'll lead to another championship for you guys.
Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo joining Steinmetz and Guru. Of course, Tom Izzo coached Draymond Green in college. I know you've won a lot of games as a coach. I'd scrap those cut-ups of Draymond Green. Because nobody can do what he does. You know, you're almost setting a standard for your kids there. They're never going to be able to meet. I mean, I really do think this, that the combination of his individual defense with his ability to be a team defender, he's maybe the best at both that I've ever seen.
Well, you know, that's saying a lot. And if I say that, you know, there'd probably be a lot of people mad from the Walt Frazier days back when I was a kid who was the best defensive guy ever. But I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, this kid, and it is good to cut him out only for this reason. If somebody can become half as good or teaching you how to be the ultimate team guy, because, you know, you don't get as many on Sports Illustrated covers when you're the best defensive player. That goes for the best offensive player. And so the selflessness that he does it with, and is he emotional? Is he a grinder? Is he, you know, can he tick people off? Those are true. But if the Draymond I know is the one when he's back here, when my wife and I go out there, he's got a heart as big as gold, and he's done so many things for so many people. And people don't get to see that side of him sometimes. And that's sad for me because I know, you know, the Draymond, I know the one that's in his heart, and it's a big Draymond.
Coach, I was telling my partner here the beautiful, you know, thing about Draymond is the box score nightly sometimes does not tell the story. And I'm looking at the, you know, other playoff teams, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? They're missing a Draymond. They're missing that junkyard dog. What I want to ask you is, when you said goodbye to Draymond and he graduated, did you know this is where he would be? And now we've seen him lose weight. And I was telling my partner, he looks like a running back leading the break and initiating the offense. Has he surpassed what you thought he could do in the NBA? Or did you know when you said it was nice coaching your son, this is what he would be?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I knew this is what he'd be, because then I'd be a prophet, you know. But I didn't have one damn bit of an idea that he'd be this good. I knew when he left, I told every team that called me on him, you know, I said, you'll get a better player, you'll not get a better winner. And, you know, at the end of the day, people in the NBA want to win too, you know, and winning is important, as we all know. And I think he's one of the consummate winners. I think he's one of the toughest, hard-nosed guys. I mean, I got a million great things to say. And when I think he gets out of hand, I call him and tell him. If I think he's gone too far, I tell him. And he doesn't listen to me like he doesn't listen to Steve. But later on, he does. He always – he's guys, if you haven't talked to him much, yeah, he's got a high basketball IQ, but he's got a high IQ, period. He's a – very intelligent guy, and that's what he doesn't get enough credit for. You know, he's really intelligent. He really gets it. He's a great recruiter. He's a great teammate. You know, does he get it crazy, as we all said? Yeah, but I didn't think he'd be this good, guys. You know, when I got him, he was 6'7", 270 pounds or something, you know, and we got him down some, and since then he's taken it to a new level. But he's been great. You know, I love the guy, and I appreciate him. He's done a lot for me. He's done a lot for Michigan State. And I think he's done a lot for the Warriors. And I read some of Bob's comments lately, you know, on how valuable he thinks he is to him. And I think that's true. You know, Bob Myers always said that to me. I saw where Joe, the owner, made some comments, yeah. You know. I mean, You gotta learn to appreciate who and what Draymond Green is.
Has Coach Kerr reached out to you ever, Coach, and asked, you know, what would you do and how you handle Draymond at times?
Him and I talk a lot. You know, every once in a while I talked to him when I went out there. Unfortunately, he lost that game. But I think that's the beauty of Steve Kerr, if you want the truth. I mean, everybody can argue who's a good coach, who's not. But the day Steve Kerr got the job, he called me. I didn't know Steve other than to meet him on TV once when he did one of our games back in the day in the tournament. But he called and he just said, you know, I know Draymond and you are close. You know, what makes him tick? What this and that? How many pro coaches do that? There aren't many.
Right.
That's what makes the beauty of Steve Kerr. And Bob Meyer did the same thing. I mean, if you ask me, they've got one of the great – coach, GM, you know, president, the whole nine yards there is really special. And it's special because they spend time. You remember when Draymond got, you know, ejected and was out that next game in the playoffs, it was Bob Meyer at the baseball game with him. How many guys do that, you know? So I think they realize they got a pretty good deal in Draymond. And I'm sure Draymond realizes he's got a pretty good deal in them. And, he'll keep growing and maturing, and, you know, I keep telling him, make sure he doesn't lose his head because we need him in the games. And I just think he is growing. In this last 3 weeks, I think it's been his best basketball in a while.
Coach, and we're joined by Coach Tom Izzo of Michigan State. We're fortunate enough to have him on Steiny and Guru. I want to ask you real quick about a question we're all starting to ask now, but I want you to you can't answer as his former coach at Michigan State. I need you to answer this as if you were a coach or general manager in the league. And I know over the years you've had a lot of overtures in that area. So I know you're capable of it. The concern out here is Draymond Green may not age well. What if you were a general manager of another team, would that be something that would concern you?
Well, I will say this, guys. Out of high school, you know, it wasn't like he was a McDonald's All-American, you know. He's kind of been doubted his whole life. You know, he can't do this, he can't do that. I remember when people talked to me, like even his shooting right now, you know, he had a rough summer because he was rehabbing that hip and getting healthy and everything and didn't spend maybe as much time shooting the ball. But what I would say is this, he's definitely one of the toughest human beings that I know. And I wouldn't bet against him for nothing. I think he's learning how to take care of his body. He's learning how to eat better. He's learning how to do all the things that you got to do to keep longevity. But he is a tough dude. I mean, he can play through a lot of things. And, you know, does he have an old man's body? Well, sometimes you look at him and you say, yes. But does he have a young man's heart and competitor? You bet he does. And I think I think he'll withstand the test of time just fine, just because I think he's learning how to do that. And, I wouldn't be worried about it if it was me. But you're right, I'm a little prejudiced. But there's guys that are more laid up or that aren't as tough and this yeah. and that are going on. So Draymond's got, I know this, he's got more than a few years left in that body.
Yeah, and he's probably going to end up with what they call old man strength, I got to believe, too. The one thing I wanted to ask you, and I know you have a plane to catch, so we're going to let you go after this. You know, we talk about Draymond, a glue guy, team guy, always team. But at Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, he left there as their, as you guys, scoring leader, rebounding leader, assist leader, maybe even steals. So
yeah.
he had all kinds of individual success there. Was he considered, I mean, how would we have even known he could be this great of a team player when he actually did put up incredible numbers in college?
Well, he did. But if you looked at his whole career, you know, he didn't score as many or, you know, he had some incredible games. His senior Gonzaga was one. He was unbelievable. I think he had 5 or 6 threes. And you know, but Draymond, he's always been a team guy. His freshman year when he didn't play as much, you know, it got to be we got to the NCAA tournament, then we got to a Final Four, and who was in the game at the end of all those games? Draymond Green, you know. He just had that ability to win. I still think he can shoot the ball. You know, I know he hasn't shot the ball well this year, but, you know, I just think he needs an offseason to be able to work strictly on that. Got his health right now, and, you know, what he doesn't get enough credit for that he probably does, but why I think he can play forever, is his basketball IQ. He's not the quickest guy in America. He guards because of his IQ, not because of his quickness. You know, he just has an ability to see the whole court like a great quarterback. You know, Tom Brady, he can see everything. You know, Drew Brees. Draymond's kind of that kind of defender. And so he had great numbers here. He led us to 2 Final Fours in different ways. But I'll keep going back to one thing, guys, that shouldn't get overlooked: winning.
Yeah.
You know, how he does it, sometimes I don't know, but it's always a play. And sometimes when we cut up film on him, he doesn't get a steal, but he created it because of his defense where they didn't even throw to a wide-open guy for a layup because he sagged off his guy and found another guy. You know, I mean, there's just so many little things that you'd really have to sounds like I'm trying to make him the MVP. I'm really not.
Well,
I'm just trying to make him who he is.
And well, I mean, the one thing
winners in sports.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I say, I think he leads the league in getting his hand on the ball when you don't even realize that he got the ball in a scrum or something. He's incredible at finding the ball in traffic and you would like it. You don't say Draymond Green steal. You just see the ball came loose. You go back and look at it and you realize
well,
he was in on it.
He doesn't get credit. It's like when they play their Hampton Five, you know,
Right.
What's he doing guarding seven-footers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Next minute, he's switching off on guards. I mean, he just does things that help teams win. And I think another area in that same area, I used to tell Steph when I came out there, I said, you old Draymond, I said, the screens he sets and the way he gets KD or Clay or Steph open is unbelievable, either with a pass, but a lot of times with a screen, and he just has the ability, because of that intelligence, to move that screen a step to the right or step to the left, and it doesn't take much to free those three guys, but he does it.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I'm thinking, man, Draymond can be tough out here for the Warriors on Steve. Yeah, and he's playing 38 minutes a game. I'm thinking, holy hell, how tough was Draymond to coach his freshman year when he wanted more playing time? Must have been brutal.
He argued with me, too. I mean, it wasn't like every huddle was walking the park or anything. But, you know, when I think what happens, at least for me, I don't mind if a player argues back, only because that means his passion. He cares about what he's doing. Now, there comes a time when you got to say, hey, it's time to, you know. But we had some incredible huddles, incredible half times. And you know what? If he's got eligibility left, I'll take him back anytime Steve wants to trade him.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much for joining us, especially on short notice. Have a safe flight, and we'd love to talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, I'm going to probably take my son. I took my wife one time, went out there. I'm going to probably take my son out. Hopefully they'll keep playing. I get done recruiting here in a little while, and then I'm going to get back out for a game, guys. So hopefully they'll continue to play well. It's been a fun team to watch and observe, and I appreciate the support you give my guy, but that whole team deserves a lot. And so does that coaching staff, man. I just think they got a lot of good parts out there, so enjoy them.
Yeah, we'll make sure to say hello when you come out. Thanks again so much.
All right, man.
Yep.
See you guys.
Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo.
I could have listened to him all day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.